This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
24 days. Sally Kyle, Hillary, the other woman, the book available at Amazon.com, you name it. Get it. Give it to people out there that are undecided. Explain to them what's happening, the stakes we're facing. We've never seen the entire establishment lined up against somebody like Donald Trump. Dolly, other Clinton stories you want to tell? The book's obviously amazing, but people need to understand it here on the air today. Separately, thoughts about this election?
I'm scared. If I didn't have children and grandchildren, probably might not bother me so much. I'd just go live on an island somewhere. But I have to say this. My daddy was a United States Marine. When I was 2 years old, he put me up in a very high swing, and I was scared. And I said, "Oh, Daddy, I'm scared, I'm scared." And he said, "Marines get scared, but we do it anyway." And I'm not saying that I'm scared of the Clintons. I know what they do, and I know who's got my six. But I have to tell you that there's too many scared people out there. Hillary is a terrorist. A terrorist achieves political aims through threats, violence, and intimidation. She's been doing this for 45 years, since she intimidated Marla Kreider at the University of Arkansas in 1974. Nothing has changed about that, except the scope is bigger and worse. And if you think that we are a bunch of conspiracy theorists, well, Alex may be, but I'm not. I'm just telling you the absolute truth.
Well, you personally experience.
Are vicious, and they attack different people different ways. We know about Kathleen Willey and the missing cat and the threats against her children, and Sally Miller threatened to break her legs. They did something different with me. They planted false stories about me in national publications. And why did they do that? Because they knew I was an award-winning lawyer, and my reputation was the most important thing to me. What someone forgot was that I am so big on ethics. And again, I'm not a goody-two-shoes in my personal life. Don't get me wrong. But as a lawyer, by golly, we're officers of the court. We need to do things right. And 3 weeks after I graduated from law school, I quit my first job over an ethics issue. And this is the most unethical, the most ethically bankrupt person, as I know, has ever run for president of these United States. And if we're going to save our United States, we better hope to God that Donald Trump can help us do it, because Hillary Clinton is going to take us to the dogs.
Dolly Kyle, I get the joke. I don't mind it. They just use this term like, if I know they're going to take over the election, I have sources. I say, look out, they're going to take over the election. The president has to respond, says we won't. 2 weeks later, they do. A conspiracy is two people or more deciding to work together to basically scam somebody.
Mm-hmm.
In layman's terms, we've been proven right about all this.
Yes.
They just use the term conspiracy theory to shut down critics. Oh, don't listen to them. They're conspiracy theorists.
Exactly.
We don't listen to them. But I look at the Clintons and the power structure behind them. Don't they get that their credibility is very low?
Well, I don't know that they do, because they're pathological liars. And pathological liars believe their own PR, shall we call it. Pathological liars can pass a lie detector test because they believe it. And again, what I said about Projection 101, when Hillary talks about a vast right-wing conspiracy, hello, it's because there's a vast left-wing conspiracy. She is projecting that
on you. Of course,
you
if they had met
and
her
everyone
as
else. And I was being facetious when I said that. There are
oh, I don't mind it. I mean, what makes Hillary tick then? From your law and psychological background?
I'm telling you, as I said in the book, she is addicted to power and money. And more money to get more power, and that's all it is. And the reason she's a globalist is that she wants the United States of America to be absorbed into a global economy, and she can be Empress of the world, not just President of the United States.
So it's a pissing contest. She wants to mount her head on the wall.
She absolutely does, and she doesn't care about being president any more than she cared about being a senator or being Secretary of State. If she cared about the job, she would have made something happen. She would have had a few accomplishments. This is a woman with an empty resume. I mean, her time at the Secretary of State's office, besides the disaster she caused in North Africa and in the Middle East, Otherwise, it's just a travelogue. The woman traveled a million miles and did not do anything for the United States of America.
Constitutional lawyer Dolly Kyle, former girlfriend of Bill Clinton who knows Hillary. Trade Ed, the final segment, the data dump. You have the floor. When we return in 3 minutes to cover every other angle you want America to know, with only 24 days left until this epic historical election.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's Friday, October 14th, 2016. We are now only 24 short days out from the November 8th election. It's time to kick the resistance into high gear.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have bumper stickers, 10, 20, up to 100 at cost. 100's like 17 bucks. Hillary for President 2016, InfoWars.com. You know if she ends up suing on the election, the fight just begins. We're not giving up. Ron Paul couldn't get one co-sponsor 20 years ago to his audit the Fed. Now it's passed the House, set to pass the Senate very soon. Get these, post them everywhere. The Hillary for President shirt, which we invented, is limited edition. It's at $9.95. That includes shipping. That's at cost. When that shirt's gone, it's gone. This is the last printing of them. Don't tread on me, Hillary. Lock her up. That's a one print. Made in America, limited edition. So I don't want to say this funds our operation because it's all at cost. What does fund us is getting our great probiotic, Biome Defense, the very best out there, getting the incredible selenium, 23% off, or no, excuse me, 25% off. Knockout was 23% off last week on DNA Force. 25% off on Knockout. It's just valerian root, L-tryptophan, of course, melatonin, and a bunch of other ingredients. Very healthy. Great way to give your brain, you know, natural deep sleep every night. That funds the operation. That's 25% off. That ends this weekend. InfoWarsLife.com for the supplements. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com for non-GMO seeds, books, films, you name it. That is the main site, InfoWarsStore.com. Or always call toll-free 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day as well. We can answer your calls and take your order. You are funding this operation that allows us to do this. It's true independent media. The globalists are so scared. Bill and Hillary, a few years ago when Judicial Watch at WorldNet Daily, the Western Journalism Center sued. They got the documents. They were obsessed with controlling new media, not letting them ever have an economy, not letting them ever sell anything, demonize them selling a book, demonize them getting advertising, don't let them have an economy, or the conspiracy theorists will overthrow us. They were even saying shut down new mainstream media. I mean, well, guess what? You failed. So are we going to win this part of the war, this battle? I don't know, but we're gaining ground each time, exponential. It's an incredible time to be alive. Support the broadcast. Pray for us. Spread the word. Send out the podcast links, the video links, the articles. You're the power. I don't just say that patronizing, like, you're the power. You are the oxygen, the blood, the brains, the guts, the bones, everything, the huevos that make this happen. So I want to salute you, the viewers and listeners. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for the support. Now, the book, Hillary, the Other Woman, available at WorldNetDaily.com, WNE.com, Amazon, you name it. But get it at WorldNet Daily. Just actually make a few dollars there instead of an Amazon who actuaries it all out for monopoly. Dolly Kyle, we've got 10 minutes left. You've got the floor looking at camera four to address the public about knowing Hillary and Bill for so many years.
Well, 92,000 words in this book, and I couldn't read a chapter in 10 minutes. I really strongly advise everyone to get this book and read it because everything is in here, and it's like a cheat sheet for you to know what's going on and what has always been going on with the Clintons. Chapter 46 is called The Big Problem. And the big problem is that the problem is so big. Although this book is written in short chapters, chapter 46 is 11 pages long because it is an alphabetical list of the scandals of the Clintons. Not explained, just an alphabetical list of them. You need to know that in chapter 47. The media magic, how to make a story.
And you dedicate your book to victims of rape.
Survivors. And there's a difference because there are a lot of people who are still victims of rape and sex abuse. And I intend after this election to continue to talk about this because it is a scourge on our country. Some people have survived. Some people are thriving. Some people have gotten healing. And some people, like Billy and Hillary, have not gotten healing. And they are projecting their problems onto the American public and ultimately to the world. I want to say this. I spent almost 10 years in Dallas working in the low-income communities trying to help low-income homeowners with housing issues. I got 350 volunteer real estate lawyers to work with us in this endeavor. We worked with Habitat for Humanity and 50 other nonprofit organizations trying to get housing. And I will tell you that African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, and white people who lived in the housing projects, the ones I met, wanted to get out. They didn't want a bigger handout. They wanted out. And Hillary,
it's not a white flight. You go out there, people are getting away from government, away from black, white, Hispanic. They're getting away from it. They're running.
There are a few people, of course, who are on welfare who want to sit there and watch TV and not do anything else. But there are so many people who want jobs. And that's what Donald Trump is talking about, jobs. And Hillary,
which you can flip one switch and do.
Well, Hillary Clinton talks about jobs. And when she was running for the Senate, she said she would get 200,000 jobs for upstate New York. Now, I have been in upstate New York a lot, and I love the Adirondacks. In fact, I was just there in July. But guess what? There's not 200,000 new jobs in upstate New York. And first off, it was a ridiculous thing to say, but she still says it. So what I would advise people to do is pay attention. If Hillary says something bad about Donald Trump, that is projection. It is about herself. And if she says she accomplished something, I hate to tell you, she's lying. She will claim that she got health care for children. She's lying.
Well, it's even admitted that she, like, wrecks everything she touches. Why is that?
Because she is incompetent. She hates people. So how can you hate people and get anything accomplished? You need to work with people, as I did with Lawyers for Affordable Housing, to get 350 volunteer lawyers. You think it's hard to run a company with 350 employees? Try 350 volunteers, okay? So you have to be able to work with people, and she cannot do this. She is racist, and everything she says about racism is
protection. I was about to say, her chefs are coming out, not the one they killed, but the other one is saying she just scream N-word, and that's what I heard about all this. And then separately, they say one of the new wiki things they're going to release is a tape of her just screaming and yelling. And a lot of folks have told me, did you ever hear her do that, or what was the word on that?
I never heard her personally do this. What I heard was Billy talk about the warden doing this, and the warden was his, shall we say, pet name for his wife, the warden.
So you kept, were you friends with him or kept seeing him after he was married?
Both. Both. I mean,
here, always talk about the warden.
Well, the warden was Hillary, and when I maybe would go to see him at the governor's mansion, one of the troopers would call and say, the warden's not gone yet, because they kind of picked up on it and they liked that too. So everything that you read by former Secret Service, former Arkansas State Police, people talking about Hillary and the way she is, believe it, people. It is true. And the thing of it is, her actions are so egregious. How could you believe it? Again, the big problem is that the problem is so big. Who can wrap their minds around it, except someone who grew up in Hot Springs or maybe Chicago or New Orleans? But this is not normal for America, and it is not the way the United States should be. The Clintons are trying to turn the United States into a third world country. And speaking of third world countries, look at Haiti. They stole millions and millions of dollars that was sent to the Clinton Foundation for the Haitians.
96%.
Yeah, and the Haitians are picketing the Clinton headquarters in New York. Is anyone covering that?
We just sent a cargo plane. I haven't told listeners yet. They're going to come back in a couple of days. I don't want to blow all this shit. They're about to take off. The Haitians all hate the Clintons. They know they stole billions, they're saying. And we got government officials, all of it. I mean, these people are crazy.
They are. And it's mind-boggling. And it does sound a little bit crazy to talk about them, because their actions are crazy. So
I agree. We're not the crazy ones. We're covering the crazy ones.
That's exactly right. But it makes us sound crazy to talk about these people.
Why would she have the crazy will to keep 96%, 97%, it varies, but she gave like 3% of the money they got for Haiti. How could you do that? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I think back to that comment. Was it Henry Ford? Someone said, how much more money do you need, or what is it you want? And he says, more. More. That's what the Clintons want. More. You know why? There is no end to an addict's need. Okay? And Donald Trump, when asked what was one of Hillary's good traits, was she's a fighter. Yeah, she's a fighter. Look at her website. See how many times she used the word fight. That's all she knows how to do is fight. She can't think. She can't cooperate.
But even though America gives her all the power, she hates this big animal she's riding.
She does. She does. And I hate to say it, but I spent a lot of time in this book explaining that. And if you understand the foundational problems that Billy and Hillary have, then you can understand what they're doing.
Well, she does seem like a mental midget, because when she talks about Trump, she goes, my husband needs to, she goes, oh, or he has a dark heart. Why does he do it to me? She's not just acting. She seems mentally ill.
Well, in Chapter 50, there's two main things in Chapter 50 that I talk about. One is the Clinton truth suppression techniques, which I got from D.C. Dave Martin. And they're on number one with me, which is ignore me. So if they ignore me, I don't exist, and it's not a problem. But there's 17 truth suppression techniques that the Clintons use, and you should know what they are.
Well, one of them is wet works.
Yeah, and then you'll have fun sort of spotting
them. Which one is killing people?
I'm not sure by number, but you can order them like a hamburger or something. Anyway, but the other part of Chapter 50 that's so important is I talk about Hillary's increasing cognitive impairment. Now, remember, I turned this book in to the publisher March 15th. So I was saying
long before this was a big issue.
Long before anyone was.
So how do you know about that?
Observing her over the years, and I just this morning was getting texts from a former Clinton insider who said that he was really concerned about Hillary because mentally and physically something is wrong with her. I talk about her cognitive impairment in here, and here's the deal. I'm not a doctor. You don't have to be a doctor. If your grandmother or father or someone in your family,
somebody who's having a convulsion at a restaurant,
you're carrying.
That's a convulsion, like, whoa,
yeah,
whoa,
okay,
all over.
Right. You would go to WebMD or Centers for Disease Control and look up the symptoms and figure out what's wrong, right? That's what
I did.
Somebody's
having a convulsion, you see it.
Well, exactly. But that's what I did. I list the symptoms of cognitive impairment from the Centers for Disease Control website. And then I say, here's what Hillary
does. So what does that say about the elite that they were trying to put someone with epileptic brain
tumor? They had already gone too far with her. That's the problem. There is no going back. That's the problem.
Hold on. Skip the break. We'll meet Rob New live here. I want to have a few more minutes with you. I mean, listen, I was told by the Secret Service in Cleveland, they said in the next few weeks was a month. They took him, but we're going to get you info. They said, you got a special black ambulance. It's got lift gates. She's falling down every 20, 30 minutes. We don't know. We think it's a brain tumor. They won't tell us. It's getting worse. We don't know what's happening. And she'll look totally like hell when she's having convulsions and better the next day. So you, and I've had family that's had epilepsy. They're real bad one day and better after it. But with her, we talked to folks that are obviously hooked into what's happening in Maryland. The year she was in the hospital, reportedly brain surgeries. What is your info? You know, as a lawyer, as somebody that knew the Clintons, as somebody that studied all this, she's really, you know, degenerating fast.
Well, my doctorate is a Juris Doctorate, so I can't speak as a medical doctor.
No, I know, but this is a gut level, you're saying.
But at a gut level, honestly, as I said in the book, sometimes I feel sorry for Hillary. I do. She has spent her whole life running for this office. This is the entire focus of her addiction. However, I do not admire it any more than I admire a drug addict who gets up in the middle of the night and comes to break in my house to steal jewelry or anything else to sell to fix his habit. She has sold the United States to fix her habit, her addiction for power and money.
She was the sellout the elites could find.
That's right.
To be the traitor. She's special and she's so traitorous.
Well, she is, and she has made this clear in her writings and in her speeches all along, and I'm sure you know about the hospital room on the fourth floor at Chelsea's apartment.
Let's talk about that.
Well, what we know is that Chelsea lives in a building where each person owns the floor that they're on.
A $10 million facility.
Right, and Chelsea doesn't care about money.
So continue.
She says. I wouldn't either if somebody were buying me a $10 million condo.
Exactly.
But on that same floor, there is a medical facility where they did $40,000 electrical and plumbing improvements. And it was a, I don't know the name of it, some medical health care.
No, it's come out. That's where she ran when she collapsed on September 11th.
Right. And
the
woman who came out of the building was not surrounded by Secret Service or anyone else. Wasn't that interesting? And I'm sorry, from a female perspective, the woman who came out of the building weighed 20 pounds less than the woman who walked in. I'd love to get that weight reduction program, but I don't think so. Yeah, you're looking like you didn't know that.
No, they said it was a body double.
If Hillary walked out, where were the Secret Service people who were always around her?
All around her.
And then
all I know is, I was told by the Secret Service, she's falling down every 30 minutes, and we have it on tape. They said, just go to her event. She's in a medical tent. She's like on death's doorstep or something. The word I have from high level, Dr. Steve Pachinik and others, and he was like CIA section chief of stuff, you name it. Mm-hmm. She's got a big fat brain tumor. It's grown back.
I don't know what she has, but here's the thing. How did she make it through those debates? She looked great.
No, she looked like hell, then suddenly disappeared for a week. She was there. She looked okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought.
Great compared to how she looked before.
She looked great compared to the way she looked before. Now, she was scripted. It sounded like she was reading.
Well, the word
something.
Is full body blood transfusions do that. Of young people.
I don't know. I'm saving my blood for someone else.
Well, I got to say, Dolly Kyle, Hillary, the other woman, available in political memoir at WND.com. I want to thank you so much. I want to ask listeners to support us. We have 25% off on Knockout, our sleep aid, our nutraceuticals. We have a Hillary for President shirts that are limited edition. When these are gone, they're gone. We have Hillary Lock Her Up, Gadsden Flag style shirt, made in America. That's about to sell out as well. But your purchases support the broadcast. We're selling Hillary for President bumper stickers to spread around and post everywhere. Stick them on Democrat cars. No, I'm joking. at cost, $117. We have Bowling Lobby shirts, you name it. Infowarsstore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, you've heard the call. You followed it. You've done it. So it's war bonds. We've had a big effect thanks to you. You are the blood and guts of this whole operation, viewers and listeners. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But at WND.com, Hillary, the other woman, forward by David P. Shippers, Chief Investigative Counsel for the Clinton Impeachment, a political memoir by Dolly Kyle. Dolly, thanks for coming to Austin. You're going to talk to Leanne for the news tonight. We're going to get you some lunch. put on an airplane back to Arkansas, but I hope to meet you again in person.
Well, thank you, and I don't like telling people where I'm going to be.
Well, that's why you're going to New York tonight.
Exactly.
And you're going to Mexico.
Thank you. I say where I was, but not where I'm going.
Don't worry. They're not going to get you. Hey, you know the carrying in the coal mine is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to die, and I want to live forever. I love my daughters and my son.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a responsibility to fight these people. It's very tiring.
I know.
So if they pull a trigger on me, I win. I'm not really worried.
I agree, and it's like being on the
It takes the power from them. It takes the power, though. I don't care.
It's like being on the mission field. Missioners die. It happens. But I have to do what I have to do. I have to do the right thing. That's it. I have to do the right thing.
Listen, somebody's got to not roll over to these pushy people mm-hmm. who want to, like, hate us. And that's what I love. You're standing up to them. Any other points you want to make in the last 30 seconds?
Think. At the end of this book, I say, I could have written an entire encyclopedia, but I have presented enough information to get thinking people thinking. That's all I'm asking. Think. Look at the information. Listen to what people are saying.
You mean you didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky?
Use your brain.
All right. Well, Dolly Kyle, Hillary, the other woman, thank you so much. We're going to hand the baton to Rob Dew at the other studio. Rob Dew, take over.
Thank you, Alex. That was an amazing interview. I think that was one of the best ones we've had here in this studio, at least the last, 6 months. Amazing. And we're going to be doing another interview with Dolly Kyle with Leanne McAdoo. We're going to go film that tape that. I don't know what the correct saying is anymore for that. Taping, filming, putting on memory discs. Back when I started, you put things on tape and you had tape. The end of the day that you could always count on. That wouldn't get erased unless you erased over it. Now we have cards floating around and people erase over top of them and stuff like that. It gets crazy. Hey, I'm going to take your phone calls, I think, coming up in the next segment. If we can line up the phone call system. Is that cool if we do that? I didn't even talk to you about it, but 800-259-9231. Also want to go over these WikiLeaks, more WikiLeaks coming up. And now, and they're saying in Google, WikiLeaks is the biggest trend. Nobody cares about these Donald Trump, these women coming forward saying, oh, Donald Trump did this to me, Donald Trump did that to me, nobody really cares. But this article here from the Federalist, it's on Drudge, it's red-linked on Drudge in the center column. Vote fraud is real, here's the proof. Data suggests millions of voter registrations are fraudulent or invalid, and that's enough to tip an election easily. Yeah, if you got 15 million people, what about 18 million people? There's, in this article, they go over 18 million invalid voter registrations on the books. And that's back in 2012 when the Pew Research Center did a report and they found 1 in 8 voter registrations are significantly inaccurate or no longer valid. And what do we see from James O'Keefe? He had one of his associates working for the Hillary Clinton campaign asking, hey, I threw away some Donald Trump voter registrations. Is that cool? They're Republicans. Yeah, man, that's cool. Don't do it again. And we got this guy, they interviewed one of these commissioners. He said, oh, yeah, they bust people around. They go from poll site to poll site. I mean, but yet there's no voter fraud. And you ask Obama, he's like, what are you talking about? We're just going to have the DHS take over the elections because we got to install Hillary because nobody's going to vote for her. What's funny is you look at these rallies. Nobody goes to the Bill Clinton rallies. They're small. Nobody really goes to the Hillary rallies. People love to go see Obama. They were crazy at this rally. And I got a text from somebody today that said they interrupted with the Bill Clinton is a rapist protest. And I'm waiting to see the video. So that was Obama in Cleveland, Ohio today during that rally. If you've got your video, put it up on your YouTube. Send it to me, Rob D at Infowars.com. During this 3-minute break coming up, I'm going to go check my email if you have any. And, let me know if you got anything out there. Let's get back to this article. Voter fraud is real. Here's the proof. In Colorado, they found multiple instances of dead people attempting to vote. A woman named Sarah Sosa, who died in 2009, cast ballots in 2010, 11, 12, and 13. In Virginia, it was found that nearly 20 voter applications were turned in under the names of dead people. Well, that's only 20. That's not a big deal. Right? Not a big deal. Texas, they have this thing called vote harvesting, where they procure signatures of people, and then they harvest them, and then they go and turn them in and vote under their names. Crazy. So if looking at that Pew Research Center study back in 2012, back then it was 1 in 8 were inaccurate. There's 146 million people registered to vote. That's 18 million invalid voter registrations. 1.8 million of those are dead people. 2.75 million are registered in more than one state. But hey, Obama says, what are you talking about? Voter fraud's not a big deal. We're going to more at this and your calls, 800-259-9231. Let me know what you think of what's going on. What do you think of that interview with Dolly Cow? It's pretty amazing. Stay tuned for more. It's Rob Dewitt, fourth hour.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost for data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, one of my favorite bands and favorite albums of all time. A real album from my youth. Dang, it's a good one. Those are the days when times were simpler, right? We were all young and we thought the government was here to help us. Or actually, Reagan warned us that the government was here to help us. That was the most frightening thing you'd ever hear. But back then, what was the government doing? They were running drugs to aid rebels in South American countries. And, you know. You think that's all they've been doing? That's right. Hillary's no different. Here's an article from Steve Watson today. Trump, Hillary meets in secret with international banks to plot destruction of U.S. sovereignty. Donald Trump delivered a keynote speech slamming the mainstream media for being in bed with Hillary Clinton's campaign and highlighting that Hillary has been abusing her position to court globalist special interest for years. And that brings me, I'm going to go to Steve in Canada. He's a caller. I got a lot of callers lined up. So I'm going to go to, he wants to talk about the Bill Clinton rapist media spin, since we're talking about the corporate media is no longer involved in journalism. They're afraid to report these things. Steve, what are you hearing in Canada?
Well, I just turned on my radio. I got off from work and I was listening to the local news, and they talked about how there was this rally with Obama, and you know how there was someone screaming Bill Clinton's a rapist, and I kind of got a chuckle out of it and was like, great, good to see that someone's out doing the cause. But then, right after they finished saying that, they also proceeded to say that that person was there paid. So just wanted to give you guys a sort of scoop on what the Canadian media is spinning on that.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow, I think, said the same thing, that this isn't grassroots. This is being funded by the Republican Party. It's not being funded by the Republican Party. Alex Jones called for people, if they want to go out and do this, that he would pay them after the fact. If they got, we have to see the video. It has to be live, because then they can't censor it. And that doesn't mean on your cell phone. That means live media going out to people, because they're holding all these events. These are all live. They're being streamed live. They're being televised live. And so when you get on and do that, you're able to break the conditioning, the paradigm. You're able to break people from their trance, because it's not like we're watching Obama speak and all of a sudden somebody, or there was one of this couple that jumped out and they'd made their Bill Clinton is a rapist shirts and they ripped them off and started showing everybody and screaming it. At first, I think the guy did it and then the girl did it. Awesome. You know, breaking the conditioning. It could be anything, though. It could be in the Fed. What if we had people doing that in the Fed? Well, after this campaign's over, you know, we really got to look at what the Federal Reserve is doing, because I think it just came out. Yeah, this is from Business Insider. Red alert, get ready for severe fall in the stock market, HSBC says. So the technical analysis team has thrown up the ultimate warning signal in a note to clients released Wednesday. Murray Gunn, head technical analyst for HSBC, said there's a red alert. So there's an imminent sell-off of stocks. Sorry, guys, I didn't mean to block that. And they call it the Elliott Wave Principle. Alternating patterns in the stock market to disconcern investors' behavior. I don't know. I'm not into that. I don't put my money in the stock market, because it's a fake. It's a rigged system. It's like a casino. It literally is a casino where the house always wins. And the house is giant insider bankers and billionaires who fund the market. And then the government props it up. Steve, thanks for calling. Thanks for giving us that tidbit of information. No, nobody's being paid to be there. They only get paid if they get on camera, or if we hear them and it goes out live. It's the only way people get paid. And that contest is capped at $100,000, and hopefully people keep doing it after the $100,000 is met. So while we talk about Hillary and her collusion with the mainstream media, let's go to a report from John Bound about that very same subject. Let's go to it now.
What is your guilty pleasure? let's see. Are there that many? Well, I'm just trying to think of, you know, the G-rated ones. No, I don't.
Years ago, if you were an attractive female, unfortunate enough to be within the circle of sexual predator Bill Clinton, you would eventually find yourself escorted to a hotel room by an Arkansas state trooper, where the former governor would meet you wearing nothing but a creepy smile, demanding you perform a sex act on him. Just ask Paula Jones. She settled a case with Bill Clinton for the same reasons, with an $850,000 payout. Other women have come forward with identical stories. Here is an inebriated Bill Clinton during his 1992 presidential campaign groping a flight attendant. Bill Clinton, on the same flight, later exposed himself and grabbed flight attendant Christy Zurcher's breasts after asking her to perform a sex act on him. She was later threatened by White House attorney Bruce Lindsay to keep quiet. That is the behavior that has been superimposed onto Donald Trump by the mainstream media.
The woman at the center of that explosive videotape is now speaking out.
Said, there is no room for objectification of women or anyone for that matter, not even in the locker room.
Well, it's a crime. I mean, I prosecuted sex crimes. That's a sexual assault. Classic sexual assault. People go to jail for that. He wants Hillary Clinton to go to jail. Maybe he needs to go to jail.
Hillary Clinton is on the stage. Hillary Clinton is running for president, not her husband. This makes sense. This is politically incorrect what Donald Trump did. This is bringing a whole nother level of gutter.
Yeah. That's rape culture, Candy. You're blaming someone who succumbed to someone committing adultery on her.
She was accused of facilitating it last night, and she was definitely
and you're wrong.
She did not deny it.
But you know why? Because it's effing ridiculous, dude. It's so ridiculous.
Bill's secretive behavior continued until Monica Lewinsky blew it wide open. All the while, Hillary Clinton served as an attack dog, threatening the victims, clearing the path on her and Bill's Luciferian Bonnie and Clyde Trojan horse to the upper echelons of power and wealth. Now all anyone has to do to be mind-raped by the Clinton crime machine is to turn on any cable news network.
Let's start with what people describe as Trump sort of hovering and lurking.
The last 10 days could have been about nothing but emails, nothing but negatives about Hillary Clinton, but there's Donald Trump.
The use of propaganda is exploding after being legalized in 2013. While America slept, an amendment overturned the long-standing Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 and the Foreign Relations Authorization Act of 1987, allowing for materials produced by the State Department and the Broadcasting Board of Governors to be released within U.S. borders. Michael Hastings of BuzzFeed.com put it this way. The new law would give sweeping powers to the State Department and Pentagon to push television, radio, newspaper, and social media onto the U.S. public. It removes the protection for Americans, says a Pentagon official who is concerned about the law. It removes oversight from the people who want to put out this information. There are no checks and balances. No one knows if the information is accurate, partially accurate, or entirely false. CNN's Jeff Zucker just ordered an all-out blackout on the reporting of Bill Clinton's illegitimate son. That's propaganda in a nutshell. True journalism should have zero bias. But in true dualistic fashion, the faceless people actually concerned about the future of the Republic are the ones being attacked by the criminals running the show.
This is the great thing about politics in America. It takes all kinds.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
The other guy's base is what I grew up in. You know, I'm basically your standard redneck.
No doubt about it. The American consciousness might as well be in a Little Rock, Arkansas hotel room right now, with Arkansas state troopers guarding the door, while all the hopes and dreams of the American ideal are brutally raped inside by the Clinton crime machine, the Bush dynasty, and the descendants of the robber barons who continue to stalk and brainwash the good people of the United States with unyielding criminal intent. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
It is one of the great political phenomenons. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press, Trump noted. The latest WikiLeaks revelations have added even more collusion between the New York Times and Hillary. The emails reveal that Hillary is warned before the newspaper runs a story that could be negative towards her, and she has a chance to veto anything she likes. In addition, an email sent by Hillary's traveling press secretary, Nick Merrill, outlines how Maggie Haberman, a writer for Politico and the New York Times, helps tee up stories that are beneficial to Hillary Clinton. Now, just imagine if the corporate media is helping Hillary Clinton get into office by hiding stories that are negative towards her and teeing up stories that are beneficial towards her. What do you think they're going to do when she gets into office? Think they're going to stop? No, they're going to continue. Okay? It's just like when Fox News was doing this for Bush, and people are like, look at the media covering for Bush. It's the same thing that's going to happen, but this time it's going to be times a million. You're going to have NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, all of them wrapping their little hands around your necks and putting evil lies on television.
Let's go to Chris in Virginia. Let's talk about election fraud, because that's a two-pronged attack you're going to have. You got to have people screwing with the election, and then you have to have the media help covering it up. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm here in Virginia, and I think it's crazy how in Harrisonburg they got all these dead voters signing up, and I think Virginia is going to be a big swing state for watching out for election fraud. So I hope that people will finally wake up and decide we don't want World War III. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah.
And the elephant in the room is you got two kinds of elite. You got the ones that want the money and they want the power, but the ones above them, they believe in Satan. So they just want hell on earth because they think they're going to be gods in the new world. But what they don't understand is we're all going to die.
Yeah, they think they're removed from it, and they'll get away with it, and they'll be fine in their little area. They're not going to be fine. Anything happens, any type of Armageddon scenario, the first place people are going to go is they're going to go where they know where the rich people are because they've been stocking things up. And there's a lot of retired special forces people in this country. And I don't know whose side they're on, but they're not going to be on the elite side. I know that. So thanks for calling, Chris. Let's go to James in Texas. Let's talk about Obama's executive order for the next 120 days. Go ahead, James.
Hello. I just wanted to talk about if everyone goes to the whitehouse.gov, the official website, and goes to the executive orders that Obama's fishing out every day now. Just recently, in coordination with he just put out an executive order titled Coordinating Efforts to Prepare the Nation for Space Weather Events. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but a few days back, there was some solar flares that NASA deemed credible threats to our power grids that could possibly shut down our entire world's power for months at a time. So I was reading a little bit into this little thing that he signed, and in Section 4, Subsection E, Paragraph 2, it says they have the right to coordinate response and recovery from the effects of space weather events on critical infrastructure and the broader community. Now, that can be interpreted different ways, but to me that sounds like they can implement martial law.
What we're going to do is everything is the broader community. Yeah. The broader community has a curfew. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. And I love how it's just loosely worded like that, the broader community. Do they even put a definition for the broader community in there? Usually they put definitions for everything.
No, they don't. They just go on to the next section, which is F. So,
yeah,
you know, it's nothing's really described.
Interestingly enough, you should be prepared if your power goes out. You should have a generator. You should have solar.
Mm-hmm.
I've got both. We actually, right now, we have the InfoWars solar base station power supply on sale now. It's 33% off. It is time to get prepared. If you don't have storable food, if you don't have water filtration, people, and I'm talking to everybody, not just you, James, everybody needs to get prepared. Everybody needs to get prepared, because if the stock market goes down and they want to distract people, they might start another war. Some natural space disaster happens. Oh, nothing that we can see, but all of a sudden the power goes out across the United States, maybe on election day. You know, I think they're going to pull out all the stops at this point. So you got to be prepared so you can concentrate on what's going on around you, not worrying about gathering supplies. Also, you got to be to stay healthy. You got to get your sleep. So we have Knockout Sleep Support, 25% off. It's a flash sale going on right now. And we're having our last run ever of Hillary for Prison T-shirts, and we're giving them to you at cost. So be sure to do that. And let's go to Philip in Arizona next. He has a DNA Force testimony. We didn't ask for anybody to call and talk about our products, but here's Philip. Philip, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say that, well, I'm a first time caller, and before I bought Brain Force and the iodine, the nascent iodine, and I was satisfied with the results. And my father in law just recently had hip surgery, so I turned him on to the super. He doesn't make much money, so I turned him on to the BioPQQ.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading on your website that it was a cheaper version of the DNA Force, but it pretty much does the same thing. So we decided to buy him the DNA Force recently, and he recently started having filling in his left foot, which he didn't have before. So I heard Alex mention that it regrows like nerves and it helps with stuff like that. So I just want to say thank you. And you guys rock. I'll be wearing red come this election day. So you have a good day.
Not commie red, freedom red, right?
Yep, freedom red.
That's it. Freedom red.
And, right now, as well, I'm ordering the Bill Clinton, Richard, and Hillary. Well, right now I'm wearing my Hillary for President shirt, and I'm ordering one for my wife right now. Well,
whatever you do, don't go to any of these rallies where they're broadcasting on live TV and shout out Bill Clinton is a rapist and get that on live TV and then win $5,000. Don't do that. Whatever you do, don't do that.
Our anniversary was just yesterday, so me and my wife are going on the 19th debate, and I will try my hardest to get on TV with both of us. I'm going to try our hardest to get on with both of our shirts.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Break the conditioning. You know, it's funny. I think the second guy, he had the sunglasses on in Vegas, and he's talking about Bill Clinton as a rapist, one of the videos we're playing. There, we got another shot, and you could see the guy interviewing him, and he's an NBC reporter, and I actually met him in Wisconsin when we were there, and I could tell he's not a Trump supporter at all, so he probably does not like that. Nice guy, but, you know, he's working for the industry, so what do you say to that? Anyway, we're going to be back. I've got a video on microchipping, and I'll try to get to a couple more callers. I got Steve in Florida, Kevin Mass. He says there's a highway sign hack that says Hillary for prison. I hope you have pictures of that, Kevin, and I hope you're sending them to us. We're going to try to get to you guys next. We've got one more segment of the fourth hour. This is Rob Dew, Infowars.com/show is where you can watch it in video live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall Reveres.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
All right. We were just looking during the break about going to this video, but I've got two callers that I have to get to. So I think I'm going to go to these callers first. Let's go to Kevin in Mass. Let's talk about a hacked Hillary for prison sign. Go, Kevin.
Hi. I was scrolling through Facebook, and the local radio station that is near me in New Bedford, Massachusetts, somebody took a picture of a sign on the highway that somebody must have hacked that says Hillary for prison.
And it was locally in your area?
Yeah, it's like basically the town right next to me. Right, okay. The highway goes through my city. So, and there was another one further down the road that said vote for Trump. And the state police are investigating it to see how or who did this. So I thought
maybe they should investigate voter fraud in their area. Hey, what's the name of the radio station?
It's Fun 107. It's I believe it's located in Fairhaven, Massachusetts.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for the update, Kevin. Let's go to Mark in Ohio. Mark, tell me your story. I'm looking at it right now. It says you're a contractor.
Yeah. Hi, Rob. It's good to finally get a chance to talk to you. I was working for a graphics company here in Ohio, and we had to go to a company that builds, manufactures trailers for carnivals, you know, for elephant ears and all this stuff. And when we got there, we were told, hey, you know, ignore these military guys and these other guys in the jackets. It's a Secret Service. We're doing this project for the president. And what got me was they're building 13 blast-proof, they're like 10 by 30 or 24 boxes that roll up on Mack trucks and are being told to the guys who are manufacturing this, these things move around and go where the president goes. And me and my friend, the reason I was reluctant to talk about it was it's kind of a little scary topic. But on the other hand, why would a president who's leaving office be purchasing 13 containers that are designed to go on and off of C-130s? And this whole contract is huge. And it's startling with all the hype. And I heard Alex say, you know, scorched earth. And when he said that, it just resonates with me that I don't believe with what I saw. I have images of it as well. Guy's leaving. I don't think he's leaving. I really don't, Rob. I can't put it together. I've tried to rationalize this. You guys were here in July and for the convention, and I wanted to get up there at that time to see you and say something
about it. You're in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Yeah, you can send me the photos if you'd like. Rob D at Infowars.com is my email. And speaking of, go ahead. Let me just say this one thing real quick, because you said the number 13 and it hit me. Next Wednesday, on October 19th, we're going to be broadcasting live for 13 hours. We're going to start at 11 a.m. and go to midnight. And this is the final showdown between Trump and Hillary. This is literally freedom versus tyranny. And we're going to start at 11, go to midnight. So it's going to be a long, long day and night going over this debate, plus covering all the other news, all the WikiLeaks we can't even get to. There's so many freaking WikiLeaks right now. Thank you, Assange, for putting those out. You can't run a 10-year reunion very well, but you can put out some good information. Thank you. And thank you to all those that called. Mark, please get in touch with me. I'd love to have you on the nightly news to talk about this. This is incredible. Incredible times. Pray and help yourself and help somebody else out there, because we are fighting an info war. This is Rob D reporting for Infowars.com. Infowars.com/show is where you can find the live show and the refeeds. Thanks for watching.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.